Some fog cannons and a council initiative. That's your cabinet response to a death at a Sandringham dairy. The suggestion from the Prime Minister was that cabinet had been speaking for some weeks about the so-called business crime package. It's an odd claim to make, given when Chris Hipkins, the architect of the package, was peppered about it in the House last week. He never mentioned it once. Never said it had been discussed at all. My suspicion is because, of course, it hasn't been. It was discussed yesterday because the government threw the reproach on crime and abject failure to roll out a package that was tiny to start with and barely executed in the ensuing months has seen the rampant escalation reach the point of a needless death, and that, at least in part, sits at their doorstep. So the spin was on. They defended their approach to crime. They are not soft. Sadly for them, we've reached the point where the carnage speaks otherwise. While they were in cabinet drumming up ways to deflect and defend, dairy owners were outside the PM's electorate office and in front of their shops around the country with a general message that says enough is enough. My bet is if I asked any one of them whether the government's soft on crime, I could tell you their answer accurately 100% of the time. We also got the line that fog cannons and people to install them is hard work, and it'll be the second quarter of next year before it's all done. Thus, it won't be. The council initiatives. What does that even mean? When did a council initiative change anything? So it's piecemeal noise and nonsense, a bit of pocket change dragged out from behind the sofa, and a faux defence of their complete abdication around business and community safety. That's the trouble when your credibility's shot. To turn that tide, you've got a surprise. You've got to change gear. You have to up the ante. You've got to pull something major, if not spectacular, out of the bag. Trouble is, their bag clearly got nicked.